our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it is important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. As you said, you brought up Lawton, so I'm going to bring up Lawton because he's on the phone. So how are you? Is that Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls? Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. You can't touch me either.
Yeah.
God's behind the grill, and he's cooking up freedom.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Freedom.
Yeah, I hear you. So how was the big 4th of July on Planet Bush there, Lawton?
Even an America hater like you would have loved it. First, there was a red, white, and blue parade down Main Street.
Uh-huh.
I played the sousaphone and the marching Uncle Sam band.
Yeah.
We did a Toby Keith medley and marched behind the anti-social security float. Then we all gathered in the town square with some grade school kids, reenacted 9/11.
Oh, my God.
The Siege of Baghdad and the Terry Schiavo vigil.
Wow.
Cute, cute kids. Then there were fireworks, and my favorite one was a display in sparklers of President George W. two-term mandate Bush refusing to sign the Kyoto Treaty.
Yeah, fireworks.
All in fireworks.
Wow.
It was something that you should have seen it,
yeah,
Mark. Unbelievable.
I tell you, I'd like to just see if they could pull that off. So
They
did, huh? Was there a barbecue or anything like that?
Are you kidding me? We fired enough beef to choke a horse, Mark.
Oh,
Mad Cow hasn't reached Planet Bush, that's for sure. And then after the barbecue, when everyone was all bloated and sleepy, I read aloud to all the folks from the Declaration of Independence.
Wow, that doesn't sound too crazy, I guess.
Mark, have you ever bothered to read the Declaration?
Yes, I have, Lawton. Thank you very much, and thanks for patronizing me.
You haven't read this one.
Uh-huh.
I have a special copy of the Declaration I got from Bob Jones University.
Oh, great.
I think it's important people should hear exactly what the founding fathers intended for this country. Can I read a little bit?
No, do I have a choice?
Right,
do I have a choice here?
Here it comes. When in the course of human events,
yeah,
it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, red states from blue states, conservatives from Jesus-hating, bong-sucking liberals.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds, yeah. Well, I'm sure Thomas Jefferson would use the word bong.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
Uh-huh.
That homosexuals in tight go-go shorts shall not be allowed to marry like
regular
people.
Whoa, wait. Go-go shorts. Yeah, that's very 1776, my friend.
That tax cuts are sacred, as it was written in the New Testament.
That's right.
The earth and sky and water is all ours.
Mm-mm.
And don't belong to the tree-hugging Birkenstockers who want to wreck the economy.
Wait a minute.
Now, we are required to attack Muslims before they attack us.
Wait, that's not in there.
People who vaguely resemble them attack us.
What is that?
That the press shall be cheerful in times of war, even when all evidence is to the contrary.
Lawton, this is all fiction. This is not, it's got nothing to do with the Declaration of Independence. You may get your money back.
That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, especially if the president's caught receiving oral sex from a fat intern.
Well, how about lies? How about lies about getting us into a war? Where's that one? How about that?
Big finish. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, yes, it is.
And we crept all over it. Big old pile of right-wing Bob Jones crap. We ruined everything good. That's why we can't have nice things. This is going to come out of my allowance. Okay.
Take it easy, man.
Can't have nice
things. You're going to be all right.
We have to live with crap.
Okay. Pull it together, will you? I didn't even yell at you this time.
I was emotional. All right.
Well, all right, let's pull it together here.
I want a real.
I know.
Somebody
sold it to me. Oh, it's so weird. You're right. You okay?
Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for straight, white, Christian men.
Oh, jeez, that's it. Goodbye, Lawton. Goodbye.
God loves America. Deal with it.
Oh, God, enough already. So, he's going to be out there on Friday.